Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have brand new music from Kaylee Shore, Chloe Gilligan, and Elena. We'll also be discussing our interviews with all three of them, which is really rare that we've got songs from three artists that we've previously played on the show or previously had on the show for interviews. Anyway, this should be fun. But before we get into the countdown today, let's take a little trip back to a week ago at this time and see where we left off. At number three last week, we had Tierra with her a brand new single, Wake Up Call. And at number two last week, we had Taji Bachman with her single, Heat of the Summer. And taking the top spot last week was Alexis Taylor with Blame the Whiskey. So, with that being said, let's not waste any more time and dive right into today's countdown. So, coming in today at number three is an artist who we just adore here on the show, the lovely Miss Kaylee Shore. Now, as you guys probably know, I spoke to Kaylee, I want to say, in October, I think it was October of last year. And since we've spoken, she's come out with a brand new EP called Awake. So I'll tell you guys a little bit about Kaylee and our interview with her after we play the a title track. Coming in today at number three, this is Kaylee Shore with Awake on Indie Country Radio.
But you're always on.
And coming in this week at number three, that was Kelly Shore with Awake. A country artist with a sweet voice, but a strong work ethic. Kelly Shore took the hard road to stardom as she first made her name in Nashville as a teenager. Shore was born and raised in Portland, Maine, where she was the youngest of seven children born to a single mother. Shore soaked up a rich variety of influences from her siblings, and at the age of six, I began writing songs. At 13, Shore learned to play the guitar and gained experience playing in a rock band in Portland, singing Pink Floyd and Nirvana covers in a friend's basement. While she loved rock and pop, Shore was certain that her future lay in country music after hearing Johnny Cash's cover of Hurt, originally by Nine Inch Nails. By the time she was 19, Shore had settled in Music City and landed a job at a hot dog stand, plus she searched for an audience to hear her songs. Things began looking up for Shore when she became part of a weekly songwriter showcase called Song Suffragettes that highlights the work of talented female singer-songwriters in Nashville. Song Suffragettes helped raise Shore's profile, which resulted in her first publishing deal. With two of her fellow song suffragettes, Haley Steele and Lena Stone, Shore wrote a song about resilience titled Fight Like a Girl and released it as an independent digital single in January 2016. The tune quickly won positive press and airplay on digital radio and social media sources, with SiriusXM's The Highway Channel naming Shore highway find, and CMT making her part of their artist discovery program. With that momentum, she released the Y2K mixtape, an 8-song collection of some of Shore's earliest music that led her to becoming 2016's second best-selling debut female in all of country music, behind only Grammy winner Maren Morris. Airplay of a second single, Just Not Into You, led into 2017, where Shore and her next EP, A Slingshot, received a barrage of critical acclaim from Rolling Stone Country, Taste of Country, Sounds Like Nashville, Morning Hangover, The Country Music Chat, Whiskey Riff, and CMT. Creatively, Shore spent most of 2017 writing songs and working on a new sound that infuses her a country core with a many of the rock influences she grew up on. A producer and songwriter, Skip Black, helped her finally find the common thread that connects the big guitars of rock music to the storytelling and passion for lyric that cements her in country. It was a deep dive into song craftsmanship and sonic production that has yielded her brand new single, Two Hands, and will resulting in the release of Shores' next EP expected January 26, 2018. Of course, it's obviously already dropped, but and also she will be out with Sarah Evans on the CMT Next Lunar Country Tour with Ray Lynn as well. I think that Sarah Evans, it might be Sugarland. I'll have to check that out, but I think it's I don't know, but anyway, that was Kaylee Shore's Awake at number three. Coming in at number two this week, we have singer songwriter and another Song Suffragette member, Chloe Gilligan, who we had on the show earlier this year, and this is Chloe's a current single, Not Lonely, Just Alone, coming in at number two on Indie Country Radio.
We hear cracking up for the first time in 6 months, and I know you missed it too. Try catching up over shifting eyes and coffee cups, but you'll never say you miss me too. How's your sister been? Is she gonna come visit in the fall again? And you say she's doing just fine. She moved back to Baton Rouge, and soon she might move in with you. And she asked about me the other night. You can tell her I'm not lonely, I'm just alone. Tried to hold me, I tell you don't. And if I say I miss you, and you say I miss you more, I say, baby, you don't know me. Baby, you don't know me anymore. And you got a new girlfriend, you're everything she wanted, but just keep on asking about me. I say, I just keep my family close, and I fan the fire, burn the hope, cause I lost my mind trying to fix broken things. We try to pretend there's no brick wall in the middle of the table when you say you can't believe how long it's been. No, but we try to stay friends. You needed a gap, so she stepped in, and I found me again. And baby, I'm not lonely, I'm just alone. And if you tried to hold me, I'd tell you don't. And if I say I miss you, and you say I miss you more, I'd say, baby, you don't know me. Baby, you don't know me anymore. Tried to hold me, I tell you don't, cause baby you don't know me, no, baby you don't know me, no, baby I'm not lonely, I'm just alone, and if you tried to hold me, I tell you don't, you don't even know me, you don't know me, baby you don't
coming in this week at number two, that was Chloe Gilligan with Not Lonely, Just Alone. As I mentioned earlier, Chloe is part of the Nashville group of Songs of Suffragettes. As I mentioned when we played Achilles Shore single. And I want to talk about the Songs of Suffragettes a second. I've seen several of their shows on online, and they were single-handedly, I believe, responsible for making not just the music industry, but pretty much the entire entertainment industry lose their collective minds with two songs they put out. The first song was a cover of Keith Urban's song "Female," with like 9 or 10 song suffragettes singing various parts, and the second video and song, which Chloe was a part of, was a song called "Time's Up," which featured 22 song suffragettes, and like I said, the press these girls got was just totally and completely mind blowing, and I was lucky enough to get a interview with Chloe, probably a little less than a month ago. But let me tell you guys a little bit about Chloe herself. Originally from Georgia, she is currently living in Nashville in her last semester of college. So I for one can't wait to see what she does and where she goes when she graduates. But like I said earlier, as I do with pretty much all my guests, we talked about a brand new music like Not Lonely, Just Alone. What's coming up for Chloe in the future, after graduation possibly, and just basically life in general. I encourage you guys to go check out that show if you haven't already. This leads me to the top spot of the show. And the artist in the top spot this week is a personal dear friend of mine. I've known this girl for literally years, it seems like. Well, I have known her for years, we've seen each other in person several times. Last time I saw her was during CMA Fest this past year at the Chris Top Program WABA Awards, and she's been on the show a couple of times. I need to see if she'll make a return trip to the show sometime soon. Frankly, I miss talking to her. But coming in at number one this week is the a brand new one from Elena called "A Burnt Out" on Enchanted Radio.
Hard to wake up in this bed alone. You were the fire that
And a top on the chart this week, that was Elena with her brand new song, Burnout. Every once in a while, a song comes along that makes you drop whatever you're doing and listen. Whether it's the melody, the voice, the subject matter, or all three, something about it grabs your attention and makes you take notice. That's the kind of thing that's been happening throughout national venues that country pop artist and songwriter Elena has been playing. Amidst the usual talking voices of people carrying on conversation comes Elena's powerful vocals, relatable lyrics, and infectious melodies, causing the whole room to go silent and pay attention. Whether she's singing a song about moving on from a past relationship, showing a little attitude, or singing a feel-good song, Elena captures the ears of everyone in range. She left the a small town of Butler, Pennsylvania, in the summer of 2011 with nothing but herself and a carload of a few necessities, including her Breedlove Atlas Series AC25 SR Plus guitar, to pursue her lifelong dream. In just 3 years' time, she will be writing with his songwriters such as Steve Dean and Kirsty Manna, playing well-known venues like the Listening Room and Bluebird Cafe. And would have an endorsement from her favorite guitar company, Breedlove. She also successfully fan-funded a six-song EP titled The Wrong Side through Kickstarter, released in May 2015, that charted at number 30 on the iTunes UK country charts. Classically trained in piano from age 7, Elena always had a love for music, but it wasn't always country. I listened to a lot of different artists growing up. Jewel, Brandy, Lynn, Sheryl Crow. I was really all over the map, she says. Now she's mixing the childhood influences of pop rock melodies with the honesty of country lyrics, bringing a new flavor to the table. Though she didn't realize it right away, Elena wrote her first song at age 12. It wouldn't be until a few years afterward, that she would finally understand the new talent she'd craft. In between this time, she taught herself to play guitar and kept up with regular piano lessons. And she was voted as the recipient of the Female Songwriter of the Year Award by the Tennessee Songwriters Association International for 3 consecutive years from 2013 through 2015, a co-writer of the year for 2016, and a CMA Emerging Artist in 2017, and is garnering major interest from some very significant figures in the music industry. But it won't be long before Elena is a household name alongside other groundbreaking females in country music history who are recognized by their first names. Dolly, Loretta, Reba, Faith, Shania, Carrie, Miranda, and Elena. I know that she fits right in. So, I think that's going to do it for today's edition of Indie Country Radio, but I wanted to mention to you guys that tomorrow we have a podcaster on the show, Jana of a Backroads podcast with us, and she'll be talking about the artist she's interviewed, how her podcast got started, etc. On Monday we have another dear friend in in the lovely Miss Mary Cutter, who along with the equally as lovely Miss Megan Barker, will be joining us Monday at 4:30 Central to talk about their Brandy Rogers Night, A Jammin' in Jammies, which debuts this coming Wednesday. And one more show I wanted to make mention of that I'm really looking forward to is a Tuesday at 4:30 Central. We have the super talented Miss Taji Bachman joining us. She was part of those two songs I mentioned earlier. Keith Urban's cover of A Female and the Song Suffragettes song Time's Up. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.